The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. If you're a regular listener, you know, I don't do a lot of interviews. A lot of talk shows, interviews, you know, every day interview. For whatever reason, I just have never done a lot of interviews. But I do them when I feel they're important or exciting, and this is important and exciting. It is my privilege to welcome to the program Megan Colwell, who is the Wholesale Bakery Route Manager for Der Dutchman in Plain City. Megan, did I get all that correct?
You did. Nice job.
Well, welcome. It is great to have you back again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, first, I don't think there is anybody in our audience that is not familiar with Der Dutchman in Plain City. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that there is anybody that is not familiar with Der Dutchman. But I would imagine, on the other hand, that many, if not most, are not aware that they can get your wonderful goodies all over Columbus and Central Ohio, and that's where you come in, correct?
Absolutely.
You
yes.
personally hand deliver every single one.
I delivered this morning, so.
Well, you did. You delivered here.
Yes,
you,
I did. An apple did. Fritter, I think it was, for
well,
you.
Well, yes. we won't talk about that. But anyway, where all do you deliver your bakery goods, correct?
Yes, everything that's made from the Plain City location, we deliver across Columbus, so close to the radio station here. We're in Hills Worthington, we're in Huffman's Market, Schumann's, a lot of places around Columbus.
Is there any place on the web where our listeners can go and find out where your products can be
yes,
purchased?
Yes, you can Google derdutchman.com, and we are actually updating that currently, the list, and every time we get a new account, we put it up as quickly as we can.
Okay, so you'll be able to find it at derdutchman.com.
Yes.
But suffice it to say, you can find your wonderful bakery products all over Central Ohio.
Yes.
derdutchman.com, and folks, they're the best of the best. Not only are they the best of the best, they're the biggest.
They are big.
These apple fritters. I have to get a dolly and load it on the dolly to take it out to my car. It's that big. Yeah. Well, maybe not quite that big. But anyway, they're the best of the best of the best. And if you've ever been to Der Dutchman, you've been to the bakery, you know the quality. But they are delivered fresh.
Yes.
To all over Central Ohio, and you can find out a location near you at derdutchman.com, derdutchman.com. But there are some other really exciting things happening out in Plain City throughout the summer. In fact, just last Thursday, you started the 2019 Cruise Inns. Megan, tell us about the Cruise Inns.
We did. We always feel like summer starts when the Cruise Inn starts.
Yeah.
Last Thursday, we had over 140 cars in our pasture next to the
wow.
building with our petting zoo and our playground for the kids. And it's free admission to bring your car out. It's free admission to bring the family out to enjoy. And we do a cookout every Thursday.
So So you don't have to pay to display your car? Because a lot of these do.
Yeah. And if you come with your car, there's a really good chance you might go home with a pie. We don't do trophies. We do pies.
Wow, that's better than a trophy.
I agree.
Better than a
I
trophy.
Agree.
Now, do you have specific requirements for the cars, age or whatever?
We do not.
Because I have a classic pickup.
Yes.
But it would have to be brought on a trailer.
Absolutely, you should bring it out. You could bring it out tonight.
I'd have to arrange for it. It would have to be put on a trailer. It's not drivable. And things might fall off on the way.
Strap it down really well. We would love to have you out there.
So there are no requirements.
No.
So classic cars, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you had how many last Thursday?
Over 140.
Wow.
Cars. Yeah. And our biggest last year was 253 cars.
My goodness.
Yes.
And these are every single Thursday, mm-hmm. May 23rd, last Thursday, and they continue through September 26th. And the cruise in is from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Food, fun, friends, oldies, music, door prizes. And by the way, car clubs are open, are welcome as well.
Yes. Great. We have plenty of room, so come on out.
And obviously, you might be serving a little food in the restaurant.
We are serving food in the restaurant, but we also do a cookout. So if you want to spend the whole 3 hours out with the cars, you can grab a hamburger or a brat or something out and an ice cream out at the barn.
Oh, no kidding. That's,
yep, right in the middle of all the cars.
Oh, that's great. And then for the first time, you are doing a morning coffee and donut cruise in on June 29th, right?
Yes.
And that's from 9 to 11:30 a.m.?
Mm-hmm. We're going to swap out the hamburgers for donuts.
And you're going to grill them.
Well.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not. So that's the Coffee and Donut Cruise Inn, June 29th, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then tell me about the Cruise Inn Banquet.
The Cruise Inn Banquet is a thank you to all of the folks who bring their cars out every single week for us. Anyone's welcome to join us. It's held at our restaurant, buffet style. And it's really just an appreciation for folks coming out week after week, displaying their cars and sharing them with us and the community.
And that's on October 3rd, and I'm assuming reservations are required for that. Sure.
Yep. You can call the restaurant to make reservations.
So that's the Cruise-Ins every Thursday night, May 23rd through September 26th. You can get more information at DerDutchman.com. Then, Megan, tell me about the family nights. The Cruise-Ins are on Thursday nights, but then you got the family nights on Tuesday nights.
Yes. We started this last year. It was a huge success, so we've brought it back this year, Tuesday nights. I'm starting June 18th through August 13th, 5:30 to 7:30. It's really just all around the kids. So free pony carriage rides. Those are over by the petting zoo and the playground across the street. Free activities for the kids held over there. And then this year, Carlisle Gifts is joining with us, our gift shop, and they will be giving prizes away at the gift shop for the kids
as well. So the kids aren't getting pies.
Maybe not pies, but it'll be a great
gift.
They
would not appreciate pies, not the kids. But those are family nights every Tuesday night beginning June 18th, continuing through August 13th. And I'm looking at a picture of the pony carriage rides.
Yes.
That is just so cool. Pony carriage rides, free activities for the kids, prizes for the kids in the gift shop. And again, that is Tuesday nights, June 18th through August 13th, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So you got the Cruise-Ins on Thursday night, the family night on Tuesday night. Megan, you've got so much going on out there. What caused you to begin the Cruise-Ins and the family nights and so forth? What's the ultimate reason for these activities?
Well, we want to create an experience for people when they come out to Plain City and visit us in our bakery and our restaurant and allow them to be able to have a full evening of fun and activities. So both of these activities really fit within that, creating an experience for people to come out and experience the Mennonite and Amish traditions.
You know, and I mean this sincerely, the more I learn about Dutchman hospitality, the more I appreciate you folks. Over the last 2 or 3 years, I've been able to broadcast live from the Ohio Star Theater.
Yes.
And I've met most of the founding families. Mm-hmm. And they're just the sweetest, most gracious people. Obviously, they're very, very successful, but so down to earth, common, caring, compassionate, and really with a desire to provide family-friendly entertainment at the Ohio Star Theater. Mm-hmm. And folks, these almost all of the shows sell out up there at the Ohio Star Theater. And again, you can find out more about those at the DerDutchman.com. I will be broadcasting live up there September 19th at the premiere, their latest show at the Ohio Star Theater. So check that out, the Carlisle Inn up there at Sugar Creek, the Dutchman Hotel at Walnut Creek and Sugar Creek, and over in Berlin. There's just so much going on through Dutchman Hospitality. And right here in Central Ohio, Plain City, I live in Westerville, and I can be at Der Dutchman in less than 25 minutes from my house. And it's such a great place to go. So my guest has been Megan Colwell, and I hope you will go to derdutchman.com and find out about the cruise in, the family night, the morning coffee and donut cruise in, and all of the wonderful activities at Plain City, and also up in Sugar Creek, up in Amish country as well. And if you're going to Florida, they've even got stuff in Sarasota that you can visit as well. Megan Colwell, it's such a privilege to welcome you again. Thank you for making the trip over and joining us on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
My delight. DerDutchman.com. Check it out. DerDutchman.com. Stay tuned. More Bob Brady Live coming right up.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
The hypocrisy of the Hollywood community in general, and the liberal left is just amazing. This isn't what I was going to discuss in this segment, and I will get to what I was going to discuss in just a moment. But as you probably know, I have a big TV monitor here in the studio, and I've got it on, and they were just showing a bunch of commercials, you know, a bunch of advertisements. And I was just, what, the sound is not on, but it was obviously an advertisement for a movie put out from Hollywood. Now, it is Hollywood that is saying, we got to have gun control. We got to take away the guns from people. Oh, we've got too many guns. The Hollywood actors and the Hollywood actresses and the liberal left, you know, the liberal left and Hollywood are in bed together and have been for a long, long time. We got to have gun control. We've got people shooting each other. This is terrible. This is horrible. We've got to stop this. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'm just looking up and I am seeing a trailer for a movie. I have no idea what the movie is, but it's this guy up on a rooftop. And he's got a high-powered rifle with a scope on it, looking down into a crowd, and he opens fire. And people are dropping dead. You know, there's blood flying. And this is just a commercial. And then, of course, a trailer, you know, a little clip of this, a little clip of that, a little clip. So there's a clip of this guy shooting into a crowd of people. And then it immediately goes to this woman. In fact, two women. And they've both got pistols. Guns, handguns, and they're shooting everybody in sight. I mean, they're just picking people off, shooting people. And I'm looking at this and going, now if some unstable person is watching this and seeing, oh, look, isn't that fun, shooting a whole bunch of people with a high-powered rifle or with a handgun, walking into a crowd and just shooting everybody that you can see? And I thought, these are the same people who want to take our guns away? These are the same people who are talking about, we've got so much violence. We got to stop this violence. We got to stop this gun violence. Really? Seriously? Oh, my goodness. All right, that is not what I was planning on talking about. Came across an interesting article about how the mainstream media has guidelines for their reporters, whether it's print or whether it's radio or whether it's TV. They have guidelines for their reporters on what they should say, what they shouldn't say, how they should form their phrases, phrases that they should use and shouldn't use, and so forth. For instance, I won't mention the newspaper. This is a major newspaper, however. And someone found their style guide, is what it's called. Their style guide. Major newspaper. So the reporters on this major newspaper are told, do not use climate change any longer. Use climate emergency, crisis, or breakdown. So how many times have you and I said the liberal left does not deal with facts and statistics and truth? They deal with what? Say it out loud, class. Emotion and hysteria. So we've gone from global warming to now it is not, it was climate change. And now the reporters on this major newspaper are instructed, do not use climate change, use climate emergency, climate crisis, or climate breakdown. Also, do not refer to someone as a climate skeptic. Refer to them as a climate science denier. Don't use climate skeptic. Use climate science denier. And then, this is from NPR. The reporters and journalists for NPR are told the following words are now off limits for NPR, National Public Radio. Pro-life, late-term abortion, fetal heartbeat, or partial birth. Those are now off limits. They cannot say partial birth abortion. Now they must say intact dilation and extraction instead of partial birth abortion. And instead of an abortion clinic, they can't say that anymore. NPR, their reporters, their journalists cannot say abortion clinic. They must say medical or health clinic that performs abortions. Yeah. Medical or health clinic that performs abortions. Abortion doctor is no longer allowed either at NPR. They are instructed to list the doctor's name and say, so-and-so, Dr. So-and-so, operated a clinic where abortions are performed. They cannot be called an abortion doctor anymore, but rather Dr. Smith, who operates a clinic where abortions are performed. Here's another one. This is from... I'll have to find it. Oh, this is from NPR as well. This is babies are not babies until they are born. They are fetuses. That's instructions to the journalists. Just remember this when reporting, quote, babies are not babies until they are born. They are fetuses. The mainstream media is not biased, slanted at all. Right. All right, we'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.